Welcome to the Goals Podcast, the business case for women's sports, where we explore every corner of the women's sports industry from the field to the front office. I'm Caroline Fitzgerald, and I'm here to prove that it's good business to be in the business of women's sports. Today's episode is brought to you by Ally, a changemaker in women's sports steadfast in their commitment to the fight for media equity. Our guest today is Stephanie Marciano, the head of brand and sports marketing at Ally. Welcome to the show, Steph.
Thanks, Caroline. It's so great to be here.
Steph, I am just so honored to have you on the show today. It's so special to have you here. We are coming up on 3 years of knowing each other and working together and Ally sponsoring this very podcast, which is just incredible. And let me say, Steph, you have been absolutely hustling since you joined the Ally team back in 2021. And that hustle has led to a portfolio of groundbreaking work in women's sports that has driven the entire industry forward. We've had Bridget and Andrea come on the show back at the start of Ally's major launch into women's sports. So the timing of this episode with you just feels so right to do a check-in on everything that you and the team are up to, especially given your new sponsorship of the WNBA. So we're going to get into all of it today on the show. But to start, Steph, I'd love to hear more about you. So can you run us through your background in sports and professionally that ultimately led you to where you are now at Ally?
Yeah. And thank you for that, Carolina. You know, we are so proud of you and everything that you've done over the last 3 years and love tuning in from a business perspective and a fan perspective of your work. So thank you for all that you do. But a little bit about myself. I'm a former athlete. I played in college. I played professionally in Germany for a year. I came back. I coached college basketball for a couple of years as well. And then I decided to enter kind of the business side of sports. I went to grad school for sport business. I started my career at ESPN in their sales marketing division. And I learned a lot during a very changing time of their media landscape where digital and social consumption were growing and linear TV was changing kind of how it distributes. So that there was a great learning curve there and a lot that I took with me as I moved on my career. After ESPN, I went to the agency side, a small startup agency where there were six people. And we started just with sponsorship sales. And we were basically selling some of Stephen Ross's properties, Hudson Yards, the Miami Dolphins, the International Champions Cup. So I was on the sales side and the activation side, just wearing a ton of hats and doing a lot. And then we ended up growing that agency into brand consulting and also event management. And it was a phenomenal experience, learned so much, really, really hustled there and really understood every single facet of the business. After a handful of years there, I had an opportunity to join CSM, which recently was acquired by Wasserman, and I joined their brand consulting division and led a lot of challenger, Fortune 500 and blue chip brands and their media investments in the sports world and their sports investments, basically like helping them decision make. Where do we show up in sport? How does it help drive our business? And then what are the marketing campaigns and the creative campaigns that come out of that to ultimately reach the fans? And at both agencies, Ally was a client of mine. So that's the natural tie there. And there was just an opportunity in 2021 to come over to the brand side and help Ally continue to build on the great work that they were already doing. So right now I head up brand and sports marketing at Ally, as you mentioned, which is really my responsibility is to lead the strategic direction and execution of all of our sports, entertainment, and lifestyle partnerships.
Amazing. It just seems like all of your experiences, both playing sports and working within sports, have led you to this role. And now you're doing such incredible work with Ally. So I want to get now into how Ally launched into women's sports. So back in 2022, Andrea Brimmer, who is Ally's chief marketing and PR officer, went on stage at the ESPNW Summit and announced Ally's 50-50 pledge, which marked really the start of Ally's leadership position in women's sports. So can you give us the high-level overview of the 50-50 pledge, and why did you and the team land on women's sports as an anchor of your overall sports marketing strategy?
Yeah. And I'll start at the top where, like many brands, we believe sports marketing is good for our business. right? Like investing in sports marketing allows you to reach consumers and inevitably, hopefully grows your brand and grows your business. But as a smaller bank in probably the most competitive category in sports, we really had to find our lane and be intentional with the way that we invested and the way we showed up. And as former athletes, like we really understood the gaps on the women's side. We already knew them as players. And as marketers, we really saw the opportunity to make real impact in the women's space that maybe we couldn't make on the men's space because there's bigger brands there. There's a lot of positions that they've had for significant like decades at a time. But on the women's side, there was a real opportunity to make impact for the industry and the athletes that would naturally deliver brand and business return. So, and honestly, at the time when we made the decision based on a lot of good insights, we truly believed, and it may have been idealistic at the time, but we truly believed that our little disruptor brand could move the industry and catalyze the growth and change the landscape and help the business of women's sports catch up to the phenomenal product that was already on the court, the field, and the ice. I think that that confidence and that moxie, and that's a word that our CMO uses often, really allowed us to keep focus on the goal. So you mentioned the 50-50 pledge. I'm sure a lot of folks that are listening have heard of it already, but we really identified that the biggest barrier to the growth of the women's game was the disparity in media, because media is the greatest revenue driver in sport. So we decided to attack media equity head on, which is our launch of the 50-50 pledge and our commitment to spending equally in men's and women's sports media. We essentially started changing the way we allocate our media investments. And then we tried to motivate other brands with even deeper pockets to do the same and to recalibrate their investments a bit. And fortunately, you know, over the last 5 years, dozens of great brands have gotten off the bench, have made significant long-term investments. And we've seen the market now change. We've seen professional leagues and college leagues secure new media deals. And that has fueled the growth. And that has improved player pay. And if we continue on this path and this pace, hopefully the next media deals in the next decade will be 5 to 10 times what they are today. And that's real growth and sustainability.
It sure is. And I love the word moxie because I really think that's what your team has. You were so brave in leaning in. And I know it's 2022 and people might look at the women's sports industry today and say, of course it makes sense to invest in women's sports. Look at what's happening. But it was really bold what your team did back in 2022. And I use the phrase leadership position with how your team exists within women's sports, because I really think that's what it is. You were, in many ways, the spark that has driven, like you said, more brands to get in the game, more investment in women's sports. And we needed leaders. We needed bold brands to step up and come in to showcase to the entire industry that this was something that was worth investing in. So since that moment, your team has done so much in women's sports over the last 3 to 4 years. It's honestly hard to keep track of everything that you've done. You've been doing work in golf, in soccer, in basketball, in media, as you talked a lot about, to athlete endorsement deals. It seems like you guys are absolutely everywhere. Again, you are sitting in this leadership position in such a significant way within women's sports. So other than sponsoring the Goals podcast, of course, as we established at the top, can you give us some examples of the work that you've done in women's sports over the last few years?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And being everywhere and trying to be ubiquitous is the goal. That's the goal and the effort, because this is the position that we've decided to take. And we put all of our efforts and resources behind it. So, you know, obviously Goals is one of our favorites. But, you know, since I joined, we recommitted to the NWSL and the NWSLPA, big fans of the soccer space and everything that's going on in that territory. We've expanded into college with our ACC partnership, and launching the Ally Tip-Off, which is an early season women's basketball game in our hometown of Charlotte. We did partner with the USGA, as you mentioned, becoming the presenting partner of the US Women's Open. And a part of that was elevating to the purse to the highest in all of golf, which we're really, really proud of. And then we began to enter professional women's basketball, jersey sponsor of the Aces, various player deals. We became a WNBA changemaker, a founding partner of Unrivaled. And some of those athlete ambassador deals, Paige Beckers, Brianna Stewart, Sid Colson. And then I mentioned the pledge, but like continuing to do countless deals in the media space with traditional outlets and also emerging media outlets to make sure that that coverage and that visibility is consistent, sustainable. And then this entire industry thrives.
It's incredible. And Steph, I imagine your team isn't just doing this because it's fun and it's the right thing to do. At the end of the day, as we established at the top of this conversation, this is a marketing strategy, a business decision for Ally. So how has it been? How has championing women's sports been for Ally's business?
Yeah, I mean, we've been invested for, you know, a little over 5 years now, which doesn't seem like a long time, but you mentioned it. Think about where we collectively were as an industry 5 years ago. It's night and day. And, you know, over those last 5 years, we've been intentional, we've been always on, and we measure everything at Ally. And we've seen double digit growth in recognition, awareness, favorability, which is an aggregate of liking and considering the brand. Our brand value, our consumer trust has gone up, and building the brand for Ally is what helps us drive our business. So the business case has already been proven at Ally, and we love being a case study for the market.
Absolutely. And you continue to do work. And now I feel like there are case studies kind of all over the entire women's sports industry in different pockets and different sports. And so I want to talk about your latest venture, which is your sponsorship of the WNBA. You have ventured in a big way into women's basketball over the last couple of years, as you mentioned, with Unrivaled, with the W, with your work in college. So recently, though, very notably, you signed a multi-year league-wide agreement to become the official retail banking partner of the WNBA. So what compelled you to sponsor the W, and what all does the sponsorship entail?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've been making our entry into basketball for years now with the ACC partnership and kind of being the presenting partner of the ACC, you know, women's tournament. We've done the Ally tip off from a college perspective. We've done player deals, media. So like, we've always known that basketball is the right space. And we started entering on the professional side through players, through our jersey sponsorship of the Las Vegas Aces, and starting to build the case for the W, but there wasn't a vacancy for a while, right? There was a great incumbent in the space doing good work. And that is a challenge in women's sports, that there is a supply and demand issue, right? There's only so many positions because of the amount of leagues and opportunities we have. And that's growing, but there's still kind of work to be done there. But we built the business case for the WNBA. Really, the attraction to the WNBA was that naturally the league is rising in every single metric. I mean, there's not a metric that the league's not growing in. And also, it provides not only scale, but unduplicated audience. So there were a lot of insights out there that showed us, although we have a robust portfolio of women's sports properties already, there's only about a 50% overlap of some of those properties with the WNBA. The WNBA delivered us millions of new fans that we weren't currently reaching, you know, on the national level. So it made a lot of sense. And we came in as a change maker. Obviously, that's what this category kind of demands in the industry, which is a big partnership position. We're focused on building and growing fan access and engagement, which is kind of in our DNA. And that shows up with a really heavy media presence across games. It shows up through great content, not only financial content, but player content and storytelling. It shows up through our positions at the WNBA All-Star. So we showed up for the first time. It was basically our coming out party as a brand at WNBA All-Star. It created a big activation for fans at WNBA Live. We're on the jerseys of all the players. We were the presenting partner of the fan vote, which is a real testament of fan engagement, because that fan vote has grown tremendously year over year. So we're, you know, proud to be a part of that. And then the presenting partner of WNBA Rivals, which is a new franchise that the WNBA launched this year. And it happened earlier this season. And it was a phenomenal launch for the league.
I want to stick with that for a second, yeah, because we're recording this episode on the heels of the Rivals platforms in both the WNBA and the NWSL, which overlapped a bit, and both of them were presented by Ally. So I want to hear more about it. Can you tell us why Ally wanted to be involved with these Rivals programs, and how did it go in year one? Because I just think this is such an amazing program that you guys got into.
Yeah, and honestly, it was a bit of a coincidence that both leagues launched these programs, you know, at the same time. And we just know as fans and as marketers that rivalry drives fandom. Like, look how it happens on the men's side, and you see on the women's side, there's already been natural rivalries that created from teams, from players, and you know, sometimes it can spark a little too much. from fan bases, but in reality, rivalries drive fandom. And when those natural rivalries already exist, you have fans tuning in and more engaged than ever. But these programs really allow the leagues to kind of develop a creative wrapper around them, create a franchise property, create a moment where fans always love these rivalries, but lean in a little harder during this window. And on both the NWSL side and the WNBA side, they launched earlier this year, and it was phenomenal. The games were tremendous. They were nationally broadcast on big networks. There was phenomenal content around them. We did our own content with ambassadors going to games on the NWSL side and the WNBA side, and kind of doing crossover content, featuring some of the players, featuring some of the rivalries. We did fan sweepstakes, employee engagement. So again, it was just an opportunity to capitalize and celebrate rivalries that already exist, but have the opportunity to kind of build from here and continue to fuel that fandom.
Absolutely. And I think in women's sports, we certainly have these rivalries, but we haven't had the benefit of time like men's sports have had traditionally with their rivalries. So we need to uplift these and amplify them and make all of these new fans that are coming into women's sports understand what the rivalries are and welcome them in to the competition, because it's so fun. Everybody loves a good rivalry, and it really does help grow the business. Steph, yep. I just have one more question for you before we get to our rapid fire closing questions. And you are just such an incredible brand leader in this space that's driving the business of women's sports forward. So what's a message or a piece of advice that you'd share with another brand leader or a CMO who might be interested in leaning into women's sports, but isn't really sure where to start?
Yeah, I get asked this sometimes. And I think my answer today is look at the fan and try to think beyond just scale. That's such an easy thing to say. Well, this particular industry doesn't deliver this scale right at this moment. Think beyond that. Do a multi-year deal, lean in, you know, show your true commitment, do the work, and you will see the returns if you give it a true chance to succeed. But if you look at the fan and you understand how valuable they are, right? The fans of women's sports are younger, they're more diverse, they're digital savvy, they have higher engagement and sponsor recall, they have greater social amplification, they're early adopters of tech, and they're culturally influential. Like they want to be on social platforms, they want to lean in, and they want to engage with brands that are investing. So if you're a decision maker, jump in and do a deal that is long-term, and really do the work to give it the chance to succeed.
I love that answer. That's such great advice, Steph. And that's also a really good spot for us to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back with our rapid fire closing questions. So stick with us, everybody. As you may know, the goal of this podcast is to show brands, networks, and people in general that it's good business to invest in women's sports. Our sponsor, Ally, shares this belief and knows firsthand the power of investing in women's sports. That's why, along with being sponsors of the National Women's Soccer League, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and the United States Golf Association, they were the first brand to commit to equal media spend in women's and men's sports, because they believe brands have the power to solve media disparity and positively affect the financial trajectory of people's lives. So jump in and be part of the change. To learn more about Ally, go to ally.com. All right, Steph, we're back. And it's just been such a joy having you on the show today. Thank you so much for the time. We just have our three rapid fire closing questions. So number one, if you could wave a magic wand and create gender equity in one aspect of sports right now, what would it be?
Naturally, as a fan and a former athlete, I want to see great players, you know, earn more for their talents. But like that is a magic wand. And what we can control is how we show up, how we do the work, the investments that we make, the coverage, the storytelling, the commitment to the athletes, the infrastructure, and really building the ecosystem. And that's what grows the revenue and the long-term sustainability. So that's what I want to see continue to happen.
Great answer, Steph. All right, before we get to our final question, is there anything else you want to share today or anything you might want to plug for our listeners?
You know, assuming all the listeners already love and respect women's sports, I would just say, let's all keep pushing collectively. Like, this is such a great space. There's healthy competition, but there's a lot of sharing of playbooks. There's a lot of collaboration. We just have to keep leaning into best-in-class media coverage, long-term deals, promotion, like I said, youth development, infrastructure builds, and whatever seat you're in, just keep leaning in, keep showing up, keep doing the work, and keep enjoying the game, because that is what's going to be great for this industry and great for the growth of it.
100%. All right, Steph, last question. And we always close with this question on the podcast. Can you summarize in a few sentences why you think it's good business to invest in women's sports?
Yeah, it's just a smart business move. You know, the audience is there. It's rising. It's engaged. There's deep consumer engagement and loyalty to your brand. And there's real cultural credibility being in this space at this time. It's the right time to invest for the industry, but also for your brand and your business.
Great answer, Steph. We can drop the microphone right there. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Thank you for everything that you have done to move women's sports forward. It's an honor to work with you. It's an honor to know you. And I can't wait to see everything you and the Ally team continue to do in this space. Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline. We love working with you.
Thank you for listening to the Goals Podcast, the business case for women's sports presented by Ally, a change maker in women's sports steadfast in their commitment to the fight for media equity. To learn more about Goals and our work to grow women's sports, be sure to follow us across social media or visit our website at goals-sports.com. And remember, it's simply good business to be in the business of women's sports.